What you're about to hear is something you may have seen on social media, someone telling somebody else to speak English.
English is our first language, so you need to speak English.
I'm sorry about you, man.
Well, I'm sorry about you, too.
Why?
Get the f*** out of my country.
Disturbing. Are we seeing more of these kinds of confrontations these days, or are there just more people with smartphones to record them and places to post them online? What we do know is that equating English proficiency with patriotism is almost as old as America itself. Last year, the White House got in on the act with a proposal for a new immigration law.
Future immigrants will be required to learn English and to pass a civics exam prior to admission.
This is something that is not just playing out in the United States. Patrick Cox reports from the Netherlands, which has become something of a pioneer in Europe for requiring immigrants to learn the national language, Dutch.
Hasna Boerza is in her 40s, the youngest of seven siblings. In the 1970s, her father left Morocco to find work in Europe. He ended up in the Netherlands.
And then in 77, we all joined him.
The Boerza family moved to a Dutch village. They were the only immigrants there.
Did you learn Dutch by going to school?
Yeah. And I do remember very vividly the moment that I realized that I had learned Dutch very quickly. I was playing with children at kindergarten and that I all of a sudden realized, you know, I speak Dutch, and it went very quickly.
This Dutch-speaking Moroccan family, they might have been called model immigrants if the Dutch government had any kind of model in mind. They were different from the vast majority of immigrants who moved to big cities.
Nothing was done to integrate them in the society.
This is Ricky van Urs, an immigration law specialist at Radboud University in the Dutch city of Nijmegen.
The authorities thought too easily of asking someone to come over to work, stay for 20 years and then go back.
When the authorities realized that families from Morocco and elsewhere weren't going back, they tried to get them to learn Dutch, and when that only partially worked, attitudes hardened. From around September 11th, 2001, a series of anti-immigrant political parties started winning seats in elections. Their leader these days is Geert Wilders. Here's what he says about Moroccan immigrants.
We're asking Moroccan scum in Holland. And once again, not all are scum, but there is a lot of Moroccan scum in Holland who makes the streets unsafe.
According to Wilders and his followers, to be truly Dutch, you need to speak the language. That message has gained popularity. The Dutch government now requires people who want long-term work permits to take private Dutch classes and pass a language proficiency exam.
And if they don't pass this exam within a certain period of time, currently that period of time is 3 years, they are fined.
This is law professor Ricky van Urs again. She says the requirements put the Dutch ahead of the game in Europe.
I think the Netherlands can be perceived as sort of a guiding country. The Netherlands is very proud to have taken up that role. And you see that different European countries have copied the Dutch model.
In spite of this, the Dutch government has recognized that its system is broken. Immigrants don't learn Dutch, the government doesn't offer proper support, and there's no end in sight to right-wing politicians calling immigrants scum. The country faces a general election next year, and everyone expects immigrants and language to be a major issue. Jan Paternotte is a member of parliament representing one of the parties in the ruling coalition.
I'm interested in how this is going to play out in an election year, because it's a very easy to say the people who come here, we're not going to make their life any easier, we're just going to make it harder. So there's a signal to everyone else, don't come to the Netherlands.
Paternotte is among those trying to change the system, so that immigrants feel incentivized rather than forced to learn Dutch. More like the way Moroccan kid Hasna Boerza learned her Dutch back in the 1980s in a village school.
One of the Dutch values used to be, or at least that's something that they were very proud of, was the tolerance.
Tolerance of other cultures, languages and ideas.
And that's, it's nearly lost.
Boerza now writes books in Dutch that call on her fellow citizens to rediscover that tolerance. For The World, I'm Patrick Cox, Amsterdam.